But I still have one wish to make, a special one for you.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 1st, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning Show is sponsored by Redtail Air Connections, offering weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it's December 1st, and the weather is reflecting that. Lots of snow throughout the Red Rock area. We're getting a lot here in Monticello in the Red Rock studio. But lots of impacts in the area, including a road closure was announced this morning on Highway 491 in both directions, about 7 miles south of Dove Creek, due to a crash involving a semi. That was published again, like we say, earlier this morning. CDOT sharing that notification, so we'll let you know when that roadway opens back up. But that's an impact in the area. You know, we also know there's a lot of impacts on travel throughout the area. I know the Navajo Police Department is sharing advisories or updates, traffic alerts throughout the different districts on the Navajo Nation. In the Kayenta District, they report roads are snow-packed and icy from milepost 409 to milepost 350 on Highway 160, and snow-packed and icy from State Route 98 and Route 16. Also over in the Shiprock District, South U.S. Highway 491, from milepost 29, roads are snow-packed, and then milepost 29 south of U.S. 491, they say roads are clear. So, anticipate that there's going to be a lot of snow on the ground, and this first big snow of the year, it's going to take some time to move that snow off the road. So take your time wherever you're going, plan extra time, maybe consider staying home, but definitely be careful, drive cautious if you're going somewhere this morning. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area, including a report from the Durango Herald, where they have a little bit more additional information on the fatal shooting of a Cortez police officer. Shane Benjamin with the Herald writing that story. You can check that out online at DurangoHerald.com. Some of the things that we know in addition to what we learned yesterday is we don't know a lot more. Again, if you didn't hear the news yesterday, it happened earlier this week on Wednesday about 11:30 a.m. Officer Michael Moran initiated a traffic stop, initiated based on a reckless driving complaint. And during the traffic stop, the individual driving the car fired on Officer Moran, striking him. Officers were able to locate the vehicle with the suspect and another person in the car, and able to engage. They engaged the individual again with gunfire and were able to shoot him, and he died. Officer Moran later passed away from his injuries at Southwest Memorial Hospital. So again, we don't know a whole lot of additional information from what we knew yesterday. One thing we do have from that report from the Durango Herald is that individual who was in the car with the suspect who was eventually shot has been released in police custody. A woman was in the car with that person and is not suspected of a crime. So that's the only real large update we have from that situation. But again, the city of Cortez, Montezuma County, and the whole Red Rock region is in mourning at this time. And as people are remembering Sergeant Moran, sharing memories. I know they've got some memorials set up for him, and if you check the official social media pages for the Cortez City Police Department, they have resources, ways that folks can donate to Sergeant Moran's family. Be sure, you know, again, it's one of those things. We live in a world where, unfortunately, there's a lot of scams, so make sure that you're going through those channels from the Cortez City Police before giving any donation. But again, just incredible sadness in the city of Cortez as they mourn the death of Sergeant Michael Moran. So again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings for you this morning. We'll go ahead and plan to take a break and be right back. Just one quick word from a sponsor. The Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, we'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Let Santa's helpers at the brand new Element Hotel in Moab take the hassle out of the holidays and get you into the spirit of the season. The Element can accommodate up to 150 people and also cater to smaller groups with a lovely holiday dinner. We offer full catering, a private bar, and you can bring in a DJ or entertainment for your event. Discounts on rooms are available for those who don't want to drive home. Call the Element at 435-222-9790. We'll get your party planned and take the stress off the plate. Come rock around the tree with friends and loved ones this season at the brand new Element Moab.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Everyone at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. A hearty thank you for everyone's support throughout 2023. Come visit us for great Christmas sales throughout the store featuring items for the whole family and your last-minute gifts. Safe travels this holiday season from all of us at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Word from a sponsor to Juno Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, it's the Morning Show, Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The latest out of the San Juan County Commission, where members of the commission had a couple of items on their latest agenda. Members of the County Commission approved a notice of intent to negotiate a contract with Davis Construction Solutions for the proposed San Juan County Landfill Scale House project. The proposed $250,000 project includes the building and design for the concrete foundation, septic and electrical infrastructure, and construction of a 30 by 40 foot scale house building. Members of the commission also unanimously approved a resolution supporting the creation of a Utah Inland Port Authority project area in the county. The resolution was brought forward by Commissioner Sylvia Stubbs. Members of the commission also held a public hearing for the 2024 tentative budget. County Administrator Mac McDonald explained that the hearing is an introduction of the budget to the public and noted that the tentative budget includes department requests but is not a complete budget, meaning the first draft did not need to be a balanced budget, though state statute requires that that final budget passed be balanced. Again, you can read more about the latest County Commission meeting in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of other news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, there's a couple of holiday events planned for this weekend. Moab Chamber of Commerce is hosting their annual tree lighting tonight at 5 p.m. at Suwannee Park, and the electric light parade is at 6 p.m. Tomorrow on Main Street. Carols will be sung at the tree lighting. The parade will return to its traditional route with festive holiday floats from local Moab businesses, nonprofits, churches, and government entities. So that's a fun event going on. Event going on tonight in downtown Mancos, the old-fashioned Christmas from 5 to 8. They've got a bunch of different things, music from the Mancos Student Ensemble and Mancos Valley Chorus. I'll have a bunch of different events, items going on too. Santa Claus will be there. A Rudolph Run, Scavenger Hunt, Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest, Gallery Walk, and Tree Lighting. Also, Chuck Wagon Chili and Drinks, all part of the Mancos Old Fashioned Christmas happening tonight. So, again, there's going to be a bunch of events going on to get the holiday season kicked off. Hope that folks get to enjoy that. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. And as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area. Funeral services for Nola June Pearson Vincent, age 94, of Vernal and Monticello, are at 11 a.m. Today at the Monticello Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, viewing today from 10:30 to 11. Funeral services for Kay Tangren, age 85, of Moab, will begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Moab Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on Locust Lane. And there'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans, age 84, of Cortez, at 10 a.m. on January 20th at the LDS Church on Empire Street in Cortez. She passed away in November 20th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another quick break and be back with more local news and happenings. Just another quick word from a sponsor. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take a break and be right back.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Holidays from all of us at the Moonflower Community Cooperative, Moab's number one location for high-quality, healthy food choices. Stop by this holiday season to check out our fresh deli, hot bar, and local Ruby Ranch grass-fed beef. Become a Moonflower member and enjoy discounts and specials throughout the year. We're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day at 39 East 100 North, across from the post office in Moab. Happy holidays from the Moonflower Co-op.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington. Call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Rick's Glass of Moab extends sincere best wishes to all the Red Rock 92 listeners this holiday season. Family owned and operated since 1981, Rick's Glass has always strived to provide the very best service to the Moab community. They are your source for windows and doors, shower doors and mirrors, and auto glass and paint. Stop by Rick's Glass for a free scenic calendar to start your year off right, and find them on the web at ricksglassmoab.com. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from Rick's Glass of Moab.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant whatever it takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant whatever it takes dealer.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors, and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That was Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. That was the number one song in 1989. That was 34 years ago, number one song in the United States. The success of Milli Vanilli quickly turned to infamy when they confessed they did not sing any of their vocals heard on their records. Consequently, the duo was stripped of their Grammy Award. It's funny to me. I don't know why you'd want to be a singer and not sing, but again, it's December 1st, 2023. Taking a look at this day in history. On December 1st, 1814, Andrew Jackson started a series of skirmishes that resulted in the Battle of New Orleans and closing the War of 1812. On this day in 1913, the first assembly line appeared at a Ford motor factory in Michigan. That innovation revolutionized the auto industry. And on December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks refused to surrender her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. She was subsequently arrested, triggering a 381-day bus boycott. Taking a look today, again, December 1st, 2023. Today is National Cookie Cutter Day. It's also National Christmas Lights Day and National Peppermint Bark Day. So again, December 1st, we're getting right into the holiday season. Kind of fun. Taking a look at birthdays today. Comedian Richard Pryor was born on this day in 1940. He died in 2005. Named the greatest stand-up comedian of all time. Also born today was singer Bette Midler. She's 78 years old today. Singer Lou Rawls was born today in 1933. He died in 2006. General Gregory Zhukov was born today in 1896, was the Russian general who won the most battles in World War II, including the battles of Moscow, Stalingrad, Kursk, and Berlin. December 1st, birthday for Alea Romero. Weekend birthdays for Roy Romero, Brian Bowring, and Kay Shumway. Taking a look, let's see if I've got some birthdays to share as well. Looks like it's Austin Clark's birthday tomorrow. And let's see, maybe I've got one more. But again, our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. That's a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. You can give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. So happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope you have a nice birthday weekend and get this holiday season kicked off nicely. Again, a quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San San Juan County's largest employers, and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show. Also, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, and we'll go ahead and send you over to the on-air job fair. After that, we'll be back with the local and regional sports reports. And man, we've got a busy weekend ahead, including some live broadcasts we'll be doing this weekend. So we'll be telling you about that. Here's the job fair and then the sports report.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including Planning and Zoning Administrator, Health Educator in the Public Health Department, and Light Equipment Operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center Director, Prosecutorial Assistant, and Corrections Officer, in addition to part-time Senior Center Aides, Community Marking Coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. It's high school hoops tonight on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live. The Monticello girls get us started in Tabiona at 5:30. Then the San Juan boys open the 2A-3A preview in Richfield against JUAB, and we'll join that broadcast at 6:30. The Monticello boys are also on the road to take on Tabiona tonight, and that one's on StreamUtah.live. Lots of basketball tournament action this weekend for our local teams. Wins last night for the Monument Valley girls and boys, the Mancos girls, and the Dolores boys. Today, the Jerry Richardson Memorial in Shiprock continues for the Monument Valley and Whitehorse girls and boys, and Montezuma Cortez girls. The Panther boys are at the Antelope Canyon Classic in Page. The Mancos and Nucla girls are at the Cowboy Shootout in Meeker. The Dove Creek girls and boys are playing in the Mountaintop Classic at Centauri High School in Lajara. The Dolores girls and boys are at the Thunderbird Shootout at Sangre de Cristo High School in Mosca. And the Grand County boys are with the San Juan boys at the 2A-3A Preview in Richfield. The Grand County Wrestling Team is hosting the big Red Rock Invitational this weekend with Dolores, Dove Creek, Mancos, Monticello, Monument Valley, Norwood, Nucla, and San Juan all competing. And the Whitehorse Wrestlers are at the Panguitch Invitational today and tomorrow. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, December 1st, 2023, 9:39 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. In action yesterday, looks like the Utah Jazz falling to the Minnesota Timberwolves 101-90. In action tonight, Denver Nuggets are in Phoenix taking on the Suns. That tips off at 8. Should be a great matchup. Then this Saturday, the Jazz host Portland at 7:30. Denver's in Sacramento at 8. And I think, did Phoenix have one other game? They do on Saturday. They're hosting Memphis at 7. That's it for NBA action. Looking at the NFL schedule, Denver is at Houston and Arizona is at Pittsburgh. Both those games are set to kick off at 11 a.m. Well, that'll do it this morning for the Regional Sports Report and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.